The Create and Thrive Podcast, episode 58, Why Perfection is a Dangerous Illusion.
I'm Jess Van Den, and this is the Create and Thrive Podcast. A former school teacher, I turned my handmade hobby into a thriving business, and I also teach other creatives how to do the same. My goal is to help you learn how to turn your creative hobby into a thriving, profitable business. So let's get learning.
Hey Thrivers, Jess here. Welcome to another episode of the Create and Thrive Podcast. It's lovely to be back with you this week. If you're a regular listener, you may have noticed that I actually missed last week's episode. It's the first one I've missed accidentally, or not on purpose, I should say, since I started last year. And the reason I did miss it is because Nick and I lost our beloved kitty cat, Gobelino, unexpectedly about 10 days ago, and that coupled with the fact that I was booked to fly down to Melbourne to attend the Artful Business Conference just meant that it didn't happen, and it was just the right thing for me to take a little bit of time for myself to grieve my darling fur baby, so that's why that episode was missing. But after a little bit of time to grieve and my time down at the Artful Business Conference, which was awesome and super inspiring and really kind of got my head back in the game, you might say, after having a little bit of a retreat from everything for a while. But that does tie in, what everything that's happened is ties in a little bit with today's topic, which is perfection or perfectionism. I'm certainly a bit of a recovering perfectionist. I'm assuming that probably a lot of you listening have some problems with the idea of perfection as well. A personal story on this, you know, I went on my hike to Fraser Island a few weeks ago, and the last episode I recorded was the day after I got back from that hike, and that was just the day Gobelino got sick. He got sick later that day after I'd recorded that episode, and he died a few days later. So that night before, I got home on the Monday, and Monday was a beautiful day. You know, I got up early on Fraser Island with my friend Renee, and we did the last leg of our hike through some lovely rainforest, and then got back to civilization. Had an hour long taxi ride down the beach on Fraser Island. It was a beautiful sunny day, and then we went back and had a swim in the ocean at Rainbow Beach and lunch together. And we're loving the fact that we had, you know, real food again that we hadn't carried for 6 days. And then I got home, and Nick was here, and Gobby and Teddy, our cats, were here, and our sofa had finally been delivered. So it was like the last piece of the house puzzle had come together. So the heart of the home, our sofa, had been delivered. And so I had, you know, dinner with Nick, and then he had his nerd games. He plays a online game once a week with friends. And I sat on the couch with a book with Gobelino snuggled up against me with a blanket. It's getting cool here now, so it's kind of late autumn, and was reading. And I just had this moment where I thought, you know, this was a perfect day. Like, my life right in this moment is perfect. Everything is well, everything is good, everything is wonderful in my life. And then the next day, my darling cat got very sick, and that was that. And it just got me thinking about this idea of perfection and our relationship with the word perfect in life and in business as well, which is what I'm going to draw it back to today. And the fact of the matter is that a moment can be perfect. You know, you can have a perfect experience in a moment, but it's not something you can hold on to, and it's not something that will last. And what's perfect to you might not be perfect to somebody else. It's a very subjective, momentary experience, as are all our emotions. And for those of you who do any work around, you know, your mental health or mindfulness and yoga, any sort of practice where you sort of examine your thoughts and examine how you react and interact with the world, you'll understand that, you know, our emotions are fleeting and transitory, and you are not your thoughts, you are not your emotions, but it can be very easy to get caught up in feeling like you are. And, you know, so that idea of something being perfect is really quite, it is an illusion. And I want to talk to that illusion today, and I want to talk to how this idea of perfection or perfectionism can really hold us back from getting stuff done and putting things out into the world and shipping things and letting go of things. You know, it can be a real block and a real barrier to happiness. You know, if you're always waiting for your life to be perfect or your business to be perfect, you'll never be happy and you'll never be content, because that doesn't exist. There is no such thing. You know, life is never done. Nothing is ever finished. Everything is always a process. And that means that it can go up and it can go down and it can go forwards and it can go backwards at any particular time. And it's only by really just being in the moment and accepting what is, while striving for whatever you're striving for. And I like to use the word excellence. You know, if you're looking for something, you know, imagine you're writing, you know, back in school, you're writing an assignment or something. It's never going to be perfect, but it can be excellent. You know, whatever you do, whatever you create, again, excellence is a subjective thing, but I think excellence is where you know deep down in your gut that you've done everything you possibly can to make this thing or this moment as awesome as it could possibly be. That doesn't mean it's going to be perfect, but that means it can be excellent. So that's, I think that's a nice idea to, you know, substitute for this idea of something being perfect before you put it out there, to something being excellent before you put it out there. You know, nothing is 100% perfect. And if you're waiting for anything you put out there, whether it's, you know, your product, your photos, your tweet, your Instagram post, your Facebook post, your newsletter, hell, your whole business. You know, I speak to so many people who have this idea that they need to get everything perfect around their business before they start. And it's rubbish. It's not necessary. For starters, when you start your business and you put it out there, not many people are watching you. And that's good. It's actually good, because it means that you can experiment, you can fall down and you can fail, and it's not a huge deal, you know. Whereas if you know, when you have a business that's much more well known, it can be a little bit more scary to take risks, because you're like, well, people know me, they know my business, they know what to expect from me. Can I put this thing out there that's not really in line with that? So the beginning is actually a really freeing and exciting time, because everything's fluid. Nothing has to be set in stone. You just have to try and put it out there and see what happens. And honestly, that never changes, really. Even to this day, you know, I've been in business for almost 8 years now. I started Aferial in October 2008 as a hobby business. And even today, I still, you know, whenever I put out a podcast, you know, my podcasts are certainly not perfect. They might be excellent. They might be just okay sometimes. I always hope that you get something out of them, and I try to make sure that they're entertaining, informative, and useful. But, you know, if I waited until every episode was perfect, you know, if I wrote a script — I don't write scripts, by the way, that's not my bag. Every episode is, it comes from an idea, and then I take like notes, dot point notes, and I kind of ruminate on it, and then I just go, I press record and I talk, and I start talking, and I kind of usually have some sort of structure I'm looking to talk about, or some points I want to address, but I never write it word for word. You know, if I did that, it would take forever, and I'd be constantly stressing. You know, imagine reading from a script and then missing a word and stuttering, and oh, that sounds so stressful. So, but I always think, okay, well, you know, I've done my best. I've done my best to create something that I think people will find valuable. And that goes with anything we put out there. You know, every product we send, every piece of jewelry we send out the door, I know it's never going to be perfect, but I try to make it as excellent as I possibly can. And so does Nick. You know, so that's what you want to do. Don't ever, ever think this isn't perfect. I can't put it out there. Just make sure it's excellent. Just make sure you've tried and you've put everything into it that you can. And honestly, some days, you know, you won't be able to put everything into it because life happens and you might only be able to put 70% into it. Obviously, with your products, you know, that's the one thing that you want to really never kind of do when you can't give it everything. But, you know, there might be, you know, a social media post or a blog post or something that you're putting out there and you don't have it in you to make it 100%, but as long as it's good enough and you've done what you have to do and you think that it's got some value that somebody will get something out of, then just put it out there and see what happens. You know, we often hold ourselves back from putting ourselves, our creations out into the world. It's because we're afraid, really. It's fear. Perfectionism is this kind of word and this idea, this reason that we give for not wanting to finish anything. You know, you might say, oh, I'm still working on getting my product design perfect or just right, you know, I'm still tweaking my photography, but I'll have it sorted out soon and then I'll open my shop. Or maybe, oh, well, I'll never be able to keep up with a blog, you know, perfectly. What if stuff happens and I miss a month? I may as well not bother. That's perfectionism talking and that's fear talking. Because really deep down we know nothing is ever perfect. So it's the fear that we'll do something wrong. It's the fear that no one will like what we have to share or even actively dislike it. It's fear that we'll be discovered to be a fraud because we don't really know what we're doing, right? Just a little secret. Everybody feels that way sometimes. I still feel that way sometimes. You know, again, nobody ever knows everything. Nobody is ever a perfect anything. You know, everybody has that fear of being found out for not being perfect. You know, don't let that stop you. The fear that we'll fail or even the fear that we'll actually succeed and what that might mean for our life. These are all fears that we cloak in this idea of perfectionism or waiting for things to be perfect. And what we're really actually waiting for is courage. We're waiting for that moment where we're brave enough to stand up and say to ourselves, screw it, I'm going to do it. You know, that is that moment where you just have to push through the fear and just do it anyway and see what happens. Nobody can give you this courage. No, you know, you can get inspired by other people, definitely. But at the end of the day, you are the only one who can push through that fear barrier and actually make a decision and put something out there. You know, being at the conference on the weekend, there's always a lot of talk about, you know, the next thing. Like, what's holding you back? And fear is a huge one always. You know, two, what's this thing you want to bring out? What's this thing you want to create and put out into the world? And, you know, everybody has all these ideas. It's amazing. Like, of course, it's a kind of a skewed audience because everybody there really has something they want to create and what they want to do. But everybody's always got so many ideas and so often it's just fear or not knowing how to create something perhaps that holds them back. But it really is, you know, up to you to have the power and the strength to do this thing you've been dreaming of and scheming on for. Heck, you might have just decided yesterday to do it, or it might be something you've had in your mind for years or even decades, something you've wanted to create. And another thing, you know, it can be really tempting to look at those people who are in front of you on the path, who are further ahead, and think to yourself, oh, God, it's just so easy. I mean, look at it. That's so easy for them. They know what they're doing and they're doing a great job. I'll never be able to do that. It's never going to come that easily or that naturally to me. And that is rubbish. Ease comes from experience and confidence. Okay. Things only become easy when we've done them a lot, because then they become second nature. It's like driving. Do you remember when you learned how to drive and how scary it was and how stressful it was and how you were like, I don't know, especially, you know, if you're a manual driver like me, I don't know how I'm going to coordinate. How am I going to steer, change a gear, use both feet while looking around, making sure I'm not going to crash into anyone? Like, how the heck am I going to do this? But now, if you've been driving for years, I mean, I've been driving for like almost 2 decades, it's not like you don't even think about it. It's just automatic because you've been doing it for so long that you can drive somewhere and almost completely be oblivious to what you've been doing because it's just so instinctual. That's not because you were born knowing how to do something. It's because you've done it so many times over and over and over again that it's become easeful. And that's why someone who's been doing what you want to do for a long time, it might look like it's easy for them because they've been doing it for so long and they've got habits and they've got routines and they've been through the failures and they've had the ups and downs and they're comfortable and confident in what they're doing. And never, ever forget that great quote, don't know who it's from. Don't compare your insides to someone else's outsides. You don't know what's going on in someone else's head. You don't know what's going on in someone else's life. So you can never really compare what you're thinking and feeling to what it looks like on the outside for someone else, because everybody has their own struggles and everybody has their own feelings about things. You know, go back and listen to some earlier episodes of this podcast where I interview wonderfully successful creative people. They will always say, they still have fears. They still have doubts. They're never 100% sure that they're doing the right thing or going in the right direction. But they do it anyway because they know that they want something and they know that if they don't try, it will never happen. There was a great quote that came up this weekend at the conference as well. And it was, you know, you can fail at the thing that you don't want to do. So why not at least try to do the thing that you want to do? You know, so if there's something, you know, say you're doing a job you hate, or, you know, you've got plans for something, but something is making you go in this direction. Is it your family? Is it your own expectations of what you should be doing? And, you know, even if that's the direction that somehow you think you should go in, you can still fail doing that thing. So why not try and fail, even if you fail at doing the thing you really want to do? What, you know, what do you have to lose? You can always go back to that other path. So, you know, all of us start out from nothing. All of us start out knowing nothing, with no experience. All of those people you look up to started out with no idea at some point in their life and their careers. And the difference between you and them is that they have years of hard work and late nights, reading, learning, stress, failure, success, more failure. They have guts, they have grit, they have perseverance, and they have patience. They've done the work and they've stuck it out because they have unshakable faith in themselves. There's a great thing that Sean McCabe from Sean Wes says, and, you know, he's asked, how do you become successful? Like, how do you do it? How do you make it happen? And his answer is very, very simple. And it's show up every day for 2 years. Show up every day for 2 years. Okay? And that's it. It's about commitment, really. It's about consistency. At the Artful BizCon, Katie Wyatt from The Wellness Entrepreneur gave a great talk about consistency. Consistency is sexy, is what she was trying to get to. You know, she said, it's consistency sounds like such a boring thing, but it's actually so important. And she's 100% right. You know, the only way you become successful and overcome fear and the idea of perfectionism is to be consistent and to be, you know, confident and to show up over and over and over again and keep doing it, even when it's hard, even when it seems like you're not making any progress. You need to keep going. And that doesn't mean keep going and just do exactly what you've been doing. As Einstein said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So by being consistent, I don't mean just do the same thing every single day if it's not working. It's showing up and trying something. Learn something new, try something new, show up every day, and stop using this idea of perfection as an excuse for not starting something. You know, if you have a business idea that you want to start, just start it. Buy the domain name, open the Etsy shop, whatever it is. Put together a logo that's just, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy. Find a couple of fonts, pick a couple of colors, do our brand your craft course if you really need help with that. But seriously, just make it happen and put it out there and then evolve it. You know, my brand Ethereal, goodness, the amount of evolution that went through. It took me a good at least 3 years from when I opened the shop to get to the brand I have now. Might have even been longer. But I played around with my colors and my photography style and my fonts and my voice and everything. I've played around with that stuff for years because I was never, you know, I never quite hit on what felt right, what felt excellent. And it took me years and years to get that. And it was a symbiosis. You know, my business evolved, the products I made evolved, my branding evolved, my photography evolved. It was all a symbiotic evolution of my business and how it moved into the future. And if I'd never started because I wasn't 100% happy with my logo or my photography, I promise you I never would have started because it was awful. It really was. I think back to that very first logo and the very first photos. Oh my Lord, they were terrible. And at the time I thought they were kind of all right, you know, because I had no experience and I had no idea what I was doing. And that was probably a blessing in some ways. Also because, you know, it was a hobby. I didn't intend it to be, you know, my full-time business. I had a good job and stuff. So I didn't have that pressure on me. And if, you know, if you're at that point where, you know, I want to start a business and I want it to be full time, don't put the pressure on yourself to make that happen in the next 3 months because that's unrealistic. I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm saying it's extremely unlikely that you can create and grow a handmade business in 3 months that's going to supplant your income if you've got a full-time job. I'm saying it's highly unlikely and you're better off. I can't remember what number it is, sorry, but I know I did an episode a while ago about why you should keep your day job. Go listen to that if this is something that's up your alley. But, you know, just start and build it and grow it. And if you're serious about it and you're committed and you're consistent and you're willing to show up every day for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or 10 years, whatever you want to do, then you will make it work. You really will. Because you won't accept that it won't work. And that's the only way that you can make anything a success is by having that real deep, full, you know, visceral belief that I'm going to make this work and I'm going to make this happen. So, yeah, that's what I think about perfection and perfect. And, you know, a few weeks or almost 2 weeks on from that moment on the couch. Actually, it's more than 2 weeks on from that moment on the couch where I had that feeling of perfection. I've had moments since then, even though I'm grieving and even though my family feels broken. You know, I had Gobby, my cat Gobby, from before when I met, years before I met Nick, from my early 20s. I worked out I'd had him for more than a third of my life. So that's a pretty long time. And he was there for me through a lot of moving homes and the breakup of my previous long-term relationship and job changes and life changes and things. You know, he was my little constant cuddle buddy. And, you know, losing that unconditional love is very, very hard. both ways, you know, and he'd always been there with me and Nick and Gobby were a family for a long time until we had brought Teddy on board, who's currently asleep behind me on my IKEA chair here in my office, which is nice to have him around still. So, you know, I still had since then moments of happiness and moments of perfection, because I believe about that you should live in the moment, really, and not cling to the past because it's gone, and not worry too much about the future because it's never going to get here, because every moment is the moment you live, and that's where you are, and you can't be anywhere but the moment that you're living in. And so by, you know, striving to make that moment excellent, you might have a few moments of perfection. And the same goes in your business. You know, there might be moments where things just are wonderful and you get a email from a happy customer, or you take that one photo that you just look at and go, that is the photo that's going to make the, that's just going to do it, you know, that people are going to love. And sometimes you don't know what that photo is until you put it out there. But you can have those moments, those perfect moments. And when you have them, treasure them and really revel in them. But don't cling to them and don't try to manufacture them, because they'll happen when they happen. And they'll happen more and more as you work and you strive and you put yourself out there and you take risks and you try and try again, and then it will all be worth it, I promise. Thanks so much for listening again. It's wonderful to have you here, and it's wonderful to be a part of your life. And I had some amazing feedback this week. We had a little Thriver Circle meetup before the conference, and speaking to people at the conference, I had some really, really wonderful people pull me aside and say, Jess, thank you. Thank you for the podcast. I listen to it every week. It's made a big difference for me. If, you know, everybody has their own reasons, but that was just, it was really amazing to hear, and it was just what I needed. So thank you to those people who did that. You know who you are. Thank you to all of you who listen and take the time to, you know, to learn from me and what wisdom I have. I don't know everything. Goodness, I'm certainly not perfect. but I try to be a little bit excellent as much as possible. So, you know, if you're new around these here parts and you want more of this podcast, make sure to subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. You can always come over to the blog too, createandthrive.com, and look for the podcast page. It's /CT podcast. And that's where all the previous episodes are listed with the show notes for those episodes. And you can also subscribe if you want to get an email every week with a link to the latest podcast, and also all sorts of other stuff. I send an email out when a new course is coming up or when Thriver Circle membership is open. And you also, if you subscribe to our email updates, you get access to the free Handmade Biz Toolkit. There's lots of resources in there, free resources in there, that like little mini ebooks and stuff that can help you with your business. So you get access to that if you become a subscriber. So head on over to createandthrive.com and you'll see a little box where you can subscribe in the top right hand corner of the site. I also just wanted, finally, before I finish, send a shout out to my Thriver Circle. You guys are the bomb. You are the best. They were so amazing these last few weeks. I had to cancel this month's call because it was literally when Gobby was dying. The call was due to be on, and I just was not in the headspace to be excellent, you know. And that's another thing, guys. You know, if you, things happen, life happens, and there are times where you just can't be excellent. You really can't, because it's just not in you right in that moment. And I think it's best to be honest about that. You know, like I postponed that call and I told them why. And I said, I'll make it up to them. You know, I'm going to do an extra call later to make it up to them. I haven't been as present in the circle in the last few weeks just because I've been grieving. We shut Ethereal for a week, you know, totally unexpectedly. Just when we got that call from the vet, we're just like, you know what? We just can't be excellent right now, so let's just shut the shop and let's take the time to grieve and do that and take care of ourselves, because that's, you know, taking care of ourselves is number one, because without that fountain, you know, from within you, you can't give water out to everybody else. So that's another thing, you know, there's a lot of stuff in this life that happens that you can push through, and there's stuff that happens that you can't. And knowing the difference is really important, and being gentle and kind with yourself, I think, and honest though, you know, don't just tell people, be honest. You know, I didn't hesitate to tell the circle what was going on. Sure, I thought, you know, maybe there are people out there who don't have pets or never have and don't understand the depth of my grief. You know, they'll be like, well, so what? It was just, you know, your cat died. What do you do? You know, but I know that most people do understand how hard it can be to lose that member of your family. And I know that it was so hard for me that I just needed to take that step back for a little while. And I didn't, you know, I just accepted that and accepted I couldn't be perfect, because I'm not perfect, and that I was going to just take a week off and world would go on, the earth would keep spinning, it would keep traveling around the sun, everybody's lives would keep going on, and then I'd get back when I could. And that's the thing to always remember, you know, you're the center of your universe, but it's rare that you're the center of anybody else's. They've got their own lives and their own things going on. So as important as you are, They'll still keep going on with their life, even if you have to step away for a little bit for some reason or another. So thank you, Circle, wonderful, wonderful people that you are, for being there to support me. And you know, honestly, things just kept ticking along. I jump back in there, and they're all like, everyone's asking questions and helping each other out, and I'm like, sometimes I think you guys don't really even need me at all. But I like to be there, and I like to be part of all of your journeys. So you'll see me in there more and more. Obviously, now I'm getting my head back in the game. So thank you, Circle. And if you're listening and have no idea what I'm talking about when I talk about the Thriver Circle, it's my membership site for handmade entrepreneurs who want to really take their hobby and turn it into a thriving business. You can check it out over at thrivercircle.com. Memberships only open 4 times a year for 48 hours at a time. And the next membership opening will be in, what are we in now, May, June, July? Probably late July, early August. I can't see my calendar from here. I really need to move it so I can see it from when I'm at my desk. But yeah, so again, hop on the mailing list if you want to be notified when membership to that opens. We have over 400 amazing, wonderful people in there, and it's a really, really positive, vibrant community. So thank you guys for being who you are. You're all amazing. And thank you for listening to me ramble on here again, as I do. I'll finish up for this week. You know, I really hope you have taken away that idea of letting go of perfect and looking instead towards excellence, or even sometimes good enough, because sometimes that's all we can do. I'm Jess Van Den. This has been episode 58 of the Create and Thrive podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It's an honor always, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.